You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Here come the men in black.
I know I've said this before, but I believe the guest we're having on today is the biggest guest we've ever spoken to in our careers.
There's a lot of heat around this guy right now.
Yeah, we are unleashing Hiroshima because I think that we're not doing too well in the charts. We're going to be completely transparent with you. Hasn't happened the way we wanted it to, so we need to unleash the big megastar himself.
Yeah, huge megastar.
You better answer. Hello.
I can't see you. I can hear you.
Oh yes, he is here.
You don't need to see us because we've got no cameras here in studio.
We can't afford a camera, Killian.
Oh, I can see Killian.
Can
no?
we see him? Oh, the mustache is killer.
What a beautiful man.
Oh, okay.
What do you think of the mustache?
Oh, I absolutely love it. Like a young Tom Selleck.
This is a weird situation because I'm just looking at myself talking. to myself.
You're a very good looking man. Now, when we have a guest on, we like to begin by asking, who the hell are you and what do you stand for?
Oh my goodness. My name is Killian and I make videos on the internet and I stand for Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast, and I always have.
Yes.
From the beginning.
Now,
from the very, very start.
You've always been a supporter, Killian. I said just before we called you that we're not doing too well in the comedy charts. We're actually doing terribly, and we had to unleash the big star. We didn't want to do it straight away, but we've broken the glass, and now we have
you. Oh, break for
you
emergency.
On.
And this is an emergency, and you are our big hammer. You are the biggest hammer going around the online comedy scene right now, Killian. Yeah. Welcome to Graham and Nathan's Little Podcast.
How long has this podcast been coming? I feel like it's been coming for a very, very long time. People don't know, but we've been in college together.
Yeah.
Nathan's been in my house several times.
Yeah.
He knows my mother's name.
Fiona.
And this podcast has always been on the cards. It's always been there.
It has,
and
but
now
you,
it's finally happened.
But like, you weren't famous
enough. You weren't famous.
For us until recently.
Yeah.
When your fame online, we've noticed there's a bit of fire around you. You're hot. We need to call the fire brigade because you are on fire at the moment. Let's talk about where you're at now, and then I've got so many questions.
Come on, you ask
for Killian.
Away.
Especially because of you two and your history together, because you're very close family friends.
Romantic.
But Killian, recently you've seen this explosion on your social media. You've started to make these, I'm going to call them viral videos, and they're very in touch with what's going on right now. Killian, what was the one video that you made that you really felt, okay, I think something's happening here now, I think people are connecting with these?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I feel like this year, you know, 2020 has been a very bad year for a lot of people. And in a way, I'm kind of making good out of the misery. I think the same thing kind of happened for you guys, where everyone's like, 2020 is so bad, 2020 is so terrible. But then you guys interviewed Matt Damon, you know, it's also like, good things are happening.
And now we're interviewing Killian Silverman.
Yeah, like, surrounded in misery. So I always used to make videos on my social media, as you guys know, because you followed me for a long time. And then this year, I lost my job along with everyone else. And I said, what'll I do with this period of lockdown? And I decided to just start making the videos a bit more seriously. And I don't know, just to pass the time, I guess. And then I made one video where I noticed Leo Varadkar said something funny in one of the lockdown videos that he was given. He said other workplaces, restaurants, cinemas, cafes, bars, cinemas and gyms or something like that. And I just did a video of me trying to copy that. And it kind of It was the first video that kind of went a little bit, what do you say, mini-viral?
Mini-viral.
Went mini-viral, and then I was like, oh God, maybe I'll follow this up. And what's been wonderful for me is the incompetence of the government has just been, it's beautiful. Usually when the government's doing like a bad thing, you're like, oh God, that's terrible for the country. But for me, I'm like, oh, this is brilliant. I can make a video. So like, you know, again, everyone else's misery has been my gain.
Yeah, I have to say, Killian, you did compare yourself to ourselves. We did get global stardom with the Matt Damon interviews. Yeah. Yours is still quite local. Probably not the fairest comparison, but the videos that you have been unleashing on Instagram, can we first just say what is your Instagram handle? You're probably going to get two or three more followers after this.
Wait, you're assuming that these people don't already know who I am? I mean, what's going on? They obviously they all already know Killer Sunday is my handle on Instagram.
Well,
for the five people left in the country who don't know.
Let's actually take a listen to your first one that you said went mini viral with Leo Varadkar. Now, Nathan, this is where you insert it. I've actually pulled it beforehand.
Oh, you're good.
And now you just have to insert it here.
In later phases, other workplaces, businesses, childcare, preschools, restaurant, cafes, bars, cinemas and gyms will reopen.
How does he do it? Other workplaces, restaurants, cars, beaches, other workplaces, restaurant, bars, preschools, cafes, cinemas, cars, cinemas and gyms. Other workplaces, restaurants, bars, preschools, cinemas, cafes, bars, cinemas and gyms.
Will reopen.
You're mocking me. Other workplaces, restaurants, bars, preschools, cafes, cinemas, bars, cinemas and gyms. Other workplaces, businesses, childcare, preschool, restaurants, cafes, bars, cinemas and gyms.
Other workplaces, businesses, childcare, preschools, restaurant, cafes, bars, cinemas and gyms. Will reopen.
There are.
Oh, it's even
other
workplaces,
funnier. Other workplaces, bars, businesses, childcare, businesses and gyms. Because we saw that and we used that on our show and we got people then to try and do their very best impression. So thanks very much for allowing us to steal that content one morning when we were really stuck for things to talk about.
So Killian, you said you lost your job. I remember when I called you, I was doing a segment on The Breakfast Show. It's called Downtown. It's when I normally hit the streets and I tell lies.
It's about our show. It's about Killian.
Yeah, but I want to inquire. I did call you and I tried to sort of prank you in a way, but you were teaching foreign people English, were you?
Yeah. So I don't know if people have heard this segment before on the radio show, but if you want a bit of a behind the scenes, this is what happens. You randomly get a call off Nathan. Maybe you haven't heard from him in a good few months, maybe even a year in my case. And you're like, why is Nathan calling me? And he doesn't say he's doing anything to do with a radio show. He just asks you a random question. And you're sitting there going like, wait, is Nathan lost his mind? So I was in the middle of teaching a class of students. A load of like Spanish, Brazilian, Italian people are looking at me through Zoom. I get a call from my friend and he says something like, Endicani is suing Russell Brand or something. And he doesn't say anything about a radio show. And I go, okay, obviously one of my dear friends has lost his mind and I need to talk to him right now because he's clearly having some sort of mental breakdown. But I have these students here just looking at me and I'm like, Nathan, are you okay? What's going on? And then the next day you hear yourself on the radio and you go, oh.
Yeah.
My favorite part is you were clearly saying, and Nathan kept it in on the radio going, Nathan, I'm sorry, I really have to go. And Nathan was like, no, but seriously, what do you think about Russell Brand and is going to be entering as the Minister for Agriculture? And he goes, Nate, that's great. Yes, I really have to go. I'm in the middle of class. So was that the job you lost? What was the story there?
It's a school job teaching English. So the students, so everyone had to go online. But for the first 3 months of lockdown or something, there was just no school. Everything was shut down. And then it went back online. But I didn't like the online teaching. I just don't. I mean, the world's online now and I'm just trying to get away from it, you know.
You've always had very interesting jobs. I remember we had a great time when I visited. Well, I went to New York and I knew you were there at the time. And we had a lovely lunch and a few beers at some Ukrainian restaurant. I don't know. Yeah, do you remember the name?
I can't remember. I think it was Borscht or something. Very Ukrainian. What was cool was, what's his name? Anthony Bourdain was there.
Yeah. Anthony Bourdain was there before he passed away.
He wasn't there on the day.
Okay. He filmed there kept saying to the waiter, did you see Anthony Bourdain? Yeah, what was he like? It was probably creeping her out. But what were you doing over there? You had interesting jobs. Were you working with a priest or something?
or something.
No, I was
or
part of
what
a,
was the something?
I could see.
Or a relationship. I don't know.
you were engaged to a priest for a green card.
I was part of this radical choir. And the lead of the radical choir is a guy called Reverend Billy, who dresses up in a white suit, and they protest against like climate change and things like that. And you go in the streets. I remember we went into Donald Trump has this big Trump Tower. It's a big tower in the middle of Manhattan. And we all go in and we dress up in crazy clothes and we kind of exorcise the building. You know, he goes up to a cash register and he does all the like, get the demons out of the cash register, get them out, things like that. So I was just in New York being a bit wild for a few years.
No, hold a second. We need to talk more about this. So you went to New York, and how did you fall into this type of guy? How did you find him?
Well, Billy's kind of well known in sort of activism. I do a lot of activism.
Yeah.
Well, not really much anymore, but I did. And one of my friends joined this choir. She saw them performing live, and she said, "God, Killian would really like these guys." And then I went to the first meeting of this choir, and everyone was wearing these like ball gowns. Like everyone, all genders, we're all wearing these big ball gowns, like, you know, something you'd wear on your Debs or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then I walked in and I was like, hi, my name, you know, very timid kind of Irish person. I was like, hi, my name's Killian. I was thinking of joining the choir. And they are just very out there New York artists. And they were like, oh, we got to get you into a dress. And like within 10 minutes, I was in a dress singing songs like get the demons out of cash registers and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, this is pretty cool. I'm going to stick with this.
What happened when you went into Trump Tower? Did the security kick you out? What happened?
Well, Trump has this, he has a massive building on Fifth Avenue in New York City. And the reason he was able to build such a big tower is because on the fifth floor, he has a small public garden, like the People's Park or Stephen's Green, a very small one. And you're legally allowed to go there. Like that's one of the rules of the building. So we would always go to this public garden of his and just sing songs and all this kind of stuff.
So he loved
and
you.
And you'd have really funny interactions with like these Americans who are big Trump lovers who are going to their guy's place, and he'd be they'd be like, oh my God, I love Trump hats and all that stuff. And we'd be going like, I remember having a very, I don't know if you can curse on this podcast.
Oh, fucking go for it.
Very funny argument with a guy where he was just like, build the wall. And I was like, fuck you! And he was just like, build the fucking wall! And I was like, fuck you! And it was like 15 minutes of that kind of stuff.
Oh, man.
But anyway, I'm back in Dublin now, and I'm not cursing at anyone.
Yeah, like, it's been insane, though, the videos, because have you been releasing, like, a video at least once a week, have you?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, a lot of it is to do with just not having a job, so I have a lot of time on my own at home. But, I kind of, I have a good situation now where I get an idea in my head and then I can make it into a video in a couple of hours. And I'm just kind of practicing. I'm just kind of practicing
your
the craft.
Your editing has really improved, wow. Killian.
Killian, like, you're not just doing the classic TikTok record one, record the other. You are overlapping your audio with other
now,
videos.
Now, the listener doesn't care whatsoever here, but no. We're a bit hiving-gliving.
No, I'm watching and I go, you're not just doing TikTok one, TikTok another, TikTok one, TikTok another. You're
properly
editing it down. Do you have somebody who's helping you record?
Write all your sketches?
No, but like, I want to know who put the what's it called? Not the swab up your nose when you're pretending to be Stephen Donnelly.
Is that your brother Finn, or was that your girlfriend?
Okay, so I had an argument with my mum about this one. I put the swab up my own nose.
Oh.
I just have a hand. I got a close up. I put the swab, a cotton swab, up my nose in this video clip.
Wow.
I'm pretending to get a coronavirus.
Such an exclusive here.
And I just, I mean, both of you, we all went to the same college together.
Yeah. Okay?
And there we all studied how to video edit.
Yeah, we didn't listen though.
Very, very, I mean, I know you guys chose the radio stream and that's worked out very well for you with a job and stuff. I chose documentary and it hasn't worked out.
You're singing in a park in New York.
Oh, wait a second. You want to hear the video where Killian has a swab up his nose? Well, Nathan's going to insert it right now. I recorded it in beforehand. They were the two videos I had ready to go.
Did you actually?
Yeah, it's all in the folder.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's all in the folder.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
So we have five new levels.
One level, one to four.
Five. This is just for clarity. We want to make sure people know what's going on. That are really easy to follow. Puppy three, puppy six. Each level has its own levels within them.
You can have it here.
We want to make it so that it's easy for people to follow. So we just have these five different levels.
Five different levels. Five different sets of restrictions. Whatever level you're at, you follow those restrictions. It makes perfect sense. That's great. So I just want to start with the biggest county, Dublin. What level is Dublin at?
Dublin.
Yeah.
Dublin, I'm kind of feeling like it's sort of like a level two, but also not level two. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. So wait, what?
It's like level two, but then,
So it's level two?
It's not level two. It's level two and, wait a minute. Like a little bit.
A bit?
Just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
That's level three?
No, it's not level three. Let's go back to level two.
So it's two?
It's not level two. It's not level two.
What guidelines do people follow if they're in Dublin at the moment?
They follow the guidelines outlined by the restrictions that the government has given according to what level they are at.
Which are?
Which are, yeah, exactly. You're just making this confusing on purpose.
I'm not making this confusing. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, asking confusing questions.
Like, what guidelines should people follow?
Exactly. How's any minister supposed to answer those kind of questions? Oh my god. Hello? Yeah, Micheál? Level 5. Everyone. The whole country.
Okay?
If I'm going into lockdown, I'm bringing you all with me. Okay, one second.
COVID test, minister? And it's negative.
Amazing. Okay, thank you so much. Hey, Micheál, call off. False alarm. Yeah, no, negative.
That's great the way you can do that so quickly.
It's great. I know, it's great.
So we have five new...
There we go.
Lovely.
Killian, absolutely.
There you go.
Would that be your biggest one to date? Because that basically just covers the confusion around all the levels on the day that all the levels came in. But then you always throw in something just something right at the end. You had the Stephen Donnelly bit and then you had the... what was your other video? You threw in at the end, it was...
God, I don't know.
It will come to me. Oh, it was direct provision. You threw in direct provision when they were blaming the house parties.
Yeah, yeah.
What about direct provision? Just a little sprinkle at the end. Very clever.
That was my big one, I think. The first restrictions video was the big one because I think what happened was that whole controversy happened with your one... Who's that Instagram person who had the Berlin bar?
Yes, yeah.
Jeff Brennan. She had that big controversy happening. And she released her big statement in her Snap story.
For anyone that didn't know the Jess Brennan story, can you please tell us what happened?
Well, just a load of kind of influencers and then just kind of people in Dublin ended up having a party in Berlin Bar and videos leaked of it. And it looked like they weren't observing social distancing and the world went mad and it became international news. And then this person, Jess Brennan, has a private Instagram account, but she has like 70,000 followers. And she released her big statement and it was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then the next part of her story, which was probably like the most viewed story that week, was my first new restrictions video in which I kind of mentioned brunches in it. So I think that one got a lot of that one got a lot of traction.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Going back to what you said, we did the same course. I want to go back to the fact you both went to New Park because I've met, obviously, you, Killian. I know Nathan. I know Rob Clark, who did our course as well, was in Nathan. And because your brother was in the same class in New Park as Nathan as well and Rob.
Your brother is called Niels. I should say you come from Germany, German descent. That is where the surname Sunderman comes from. And
Very
Killian
good.
Has lovely parents, Fiona, and his dad is called Helmut.
Very good.
And what instrument
so
does...
So your dad is called Helmut?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
He is, yeah.
What
yeah.
instrument does Helmut play?
He plays a double bass. This is amazing research, by the way. Because I listened to the Derek Wilty episode last week and you didn't mention any of his family members' names. So I feel very honoured here. Very, very honoured.
Can I ask what happens in New Park? As a man who went to a very country school, we wore our uniforms. We didn't really go too left or too right. We were very down the middle. Jesus, my imagination of New Park is everyone's running around with just leaves around their genitals and it's very free and you're allowed to do whatever the fuck you want. You don't wear uniforms. You probably don't do homework. If you don't do it, you don't get in trouble. It's like, I was doing painting instead with Helmut.
Yeah.
What is
don't know why Helmut was there.
What is New Park like?
It's not
because
really
I live right
school,
beside
I
it
suppose.
Now.
It's more like a collection of individuals who are allowed to express themselves a lot. They very much focus on like the creative side. I mean, I listen to Spin 103.8, and like half of the presenters on that show went to New Park. It's like it's just I don't know. It's just a very liberal school where you don't have to wear uniforms and you can kind of do what you want, and it has a reputation for you know,
a lot
drugs,
of drugs,
just kind of like
wait a second.
So the chemist,
yeah, the chemist.
Wait a second, drugs
is
like
rife in the school
for the teenagers, oh. Or is it that people who go there go on drugs afterwards?
I think the latter.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. I mean, I've talked to my lawyer on how to word this sentence, but I think it has a reputation. For drug use in the school and outside the school.
I'll never forget there was two guys in our class that were openly smoking weed in our class in fifth year. It was the biggest scandal ever, because we're all just from the west of Ireland and we're like, what? Marijuana? You're smoking marijuana? My favourite part of New Park is the curtain shop across the road.
Oh,
do you know the curtain shop across the road
it's
from
very
New Park?
Small, yes. Yeah.
Seemingly unaffected by the many recessions that Ireland had. And it's like in the middle of nowhere, yeah. And it's just still thriving. I don't get it.
I went for a walk because Claire lives like on Newtown Park Avenue, and I live near there as well. And we were going for a walk to Black Rock the other day, and I saw this shop, and I've never noticed before, and I've drove past it many a time. And I go, what is it selling there? And he goes, just curtains.
Yeah.
And I go, how on earth can a shop survive on just selling curtains? Because when you think about it, you buy a set of curtains.
And that's it.
They should last you for minimum 10 years.
Yeah.
How many new houses are happening there?
Yeah. It's an anomaly. It really is. I mean, obviously, the first thing that goes to your head is New Park has
drugs.
A drug reputation.
Yeah, crack down
behind.
This
is a curtain shop that seemingly only sells curtains, inverted commas. It survived two recessions and a global pandemic, and it seems to be doing fine. Is this a front for, you know, is this a front for something else? But obviously, again, I've spoken to my lawyer, and I can't continue this
So
sentence.
The curtain shop is a front for drugs.
I'm not
that is Killian Sunderman.
I'm just saying logically
words.
You could reach that conclusion.
Okay. Were you two friends in school, or was it just you were friends with Niels, Killian's older brother?
Yeah, I was kind of friends with Niels and then just hanging around the house. Niels lived just down the road from me, so I would just chill in the house. Killian would be there. It's mad when I see pictures and videos that you put up of your younger brother Finn, because I remember him. He was so young at the time, and now he properly has gone through puberty and he seems like a sort of scary teenager now.
Can I make an announcement about Finn?
Do
I just found out 5 minutes ago.
Do it.
He just got accepted into UCD. Second round offer. Unbelievable
come
news.
Come on.
Yes.
What is he studying?
Brilliant.
He's going to UCD, baby.
What's he studying, Kevin?
I don't actually know.
The
I think
curtain shop.
Oh, who walked in? Who walked in? Who walked in?
That was Finn. He told me.
Finn,
he said,
come in. No, no.
Put me on the podcast.
I know. Bring Finn in. Tell him Nathan's here.
Does Finn want to come in?
No, he's gone downstairs. He's
No. Finn's very cool. He doesn't want.
I was looking at your Instagram before we came on, and I saw there was a video of Finn singing. What was he singing?
I have to say, Killian, I didn't know you were the lead singer of a band. What has happened there?
I'm in a rock and roll band with Niels. Me and Niels are both in a rock and roll band called The Sleaze. But obviously, because of COVID, it's just an abstract band, because we can't meet up, we can't play, we can't gig. So we kind of just are in a band, but we don't actually play any music together.
Were
right
you
now,
in the band Count Fuckula in school? Or did you not make it?
That needs explaining, Nathan.
Well, Niels, Killian's brother, and our friend Rob, certainly they were in a band in school called Count Fuckula, where they would wear Venetian masks and the music was very haunting. Were you in the band?
Gary was in it as well. Gary O'Sullivan. The only song I remember is they had a Christmas song called Xmas Gonna Give It To You.
Yeah, and I did
it
would not just go, like that.
It would go, Xmas, 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 Xmas Gonna Give It To You.
Yeah, it's quite sexual.
Jeez,
the song.
Like that.
Yeah, it was heavy.
Did not make Christmas number one. It was a straight no from Simon Cowell.
Straight no from Santa Claus.
as well.
But I have to say, the Sundermans, they're a very talented family, jack of all trades. But you briefly touched on before, you know, you're into your protests. It's great to see. You're very passionate people. I remember a funny story. Do you remember the whole George Hook scandal?
Oh, yeah.
That was going on at the time. Do you remember, Killian, when George Hook just said some stuff on air and he got into a lot of trouble for it? And there was protests outside our building. And I'll never forget. Now, I didn't actually see. Was it you that...
I saw a post on social media.
Posted on social media, I see my dear friend and your brother, Niels, outside in the crowd of hooligans outside protesting. And I'm thinking, how ashamed and disgusted your brother Niels would be seeing me walking out going,
hand in hand with George Hook.
Shame on you. With a latte in your hand, laughing about the Leinster result. Shame on you. You just like look at each other like in a Hollywood movie, and you're like, both of you are like, what happened to you? He's looking at you going, what happened to you, Nathan? And you're looking at Niels going, what happened to you, man?
Oh, no, Niels is such a dear guy. I love him. He actually, I don't know if you know this, Killian. Graham, you definitely know that if I die, I want Niels.
Don't say it. It's called...
I want Niels to perform a song at my funeral. I know. Are you aware of this, Killian?
I want Killian to take your place on the radio
show. Oh, yes, that's
gladly.
Yeah.
Sailor Boy.
Sailor Man.
Oh, shit, I was going...
Oh, Sailor Man, yeah. By that Tokotronic. That's a German song.
Yeah, I love it, though, when he does it in acoustic.
I was going to say Sailor Man, but for some reason I said Sailor Boy.
Sailor Boy.
I said it's Sailor... Boy. I go, I think it's Sailor Man. And then I was thinking, Nathan, if you just put in Sailor Man just underneath...
No, it doesn't sound
that's
good.
Beautiful, isn't it?
You know
Killian?
What, Sailor Boy? We're going to write Sailor Boy together, Graham. We'll write that song.
Okay? Sailor Boy. And Niels also sang the intro to our very first radio show together, The Little Big Breakfast at Dinner Time.
Yeah.
And because he's such a, on Freak FM, he's such a raspy voice. Weren't you supposed to get into Freak or something like that, Killian? Wasn't there?
I feel like it's worth talking about how I was there at the very start. Like, people think, oh, you know, it's how long have you had this podcast? Maybe 2-3 years now?
Yeah.
I remember when you guys were on Freak and you had like the nighttime slot on a Sunday or something like that.
Yeah.
And you would run competitions, but because you'd have to call me up beforehand and say, hey, listen, you just won this competition. You have to pretend that you won the competition. And I'd pick up the phone and pretend, I'd be like, oh my God, I won. I can't remember. I think I won a book. A Charlie Bird book or something like that. And I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so happy I won this. Thank you, Graham. And I've been calling for so long to get this or whatever.
It was Charlie Bird, and it was also Victoria Beckham's autobiography, Learn to Fly. They're always bird related because it was for Eagle or Seagull, the classic game show.
Yeah, you have to guess the call of the bird.
I want to bring back.
It was a great
eagle
game.
Or seagull.
But what was always the one rule? It was never an eagle or a seagull. It's eagle or seagull just because it rhymed, but it was never an eagle or a seagull. Usually it would either be
a tit or a thrush. Yeah.
I always wondered if people actually were listening to it, they'd get suspicious that the same guy
kept
was winning all the competitions.
No, the issue was.
That sounds an awful lot like the same Killian from last week who won the Eagle or Seagull competition.
We started like really burning through our contact list because we had to try and make it sound fresh. But the problem was there was an issue with the desk where you go, okay, I'll play. But then you could never actually hear the bird call. And you're like, I can't hear anything. You go, just fucking say something.
Pretend.
Just
pretend.
Say something. Just say any bird at all. But I can't hear it.
And then you'd say eagle. And we're like, oh, for fuck's sake, man. The rules. The rules of the game.
It's like when, you know, when someone says, put a song on. And you just can't think of a song. It's like that when we were playing Eagle or Seagull. You'd say a bird's name. And you're like, oh, I actually don't know the name of any birds except eagles or seagulls.
Yeah.
I remember saying chaffinch once. I remember that.
Oh, that was a great guess.
Chaffinch.
That really went down in the history books. With the videos that you're making on Instagram, are you loving the attention? Like, do you read through every comment? I've read through a few of them. You are just getting nothing but love.
Yeah, it's, well, I suppose... when things like that happen, you kind of, like, there was a weekend that it kind of blew up a little bit. I mean, I don't have, like, I have, like, 12,000 followers.
But, man, you
like
got that so like, quickly.
It's unbelievable.
Honestly, the rise in that.
It's unbelievable.
Because you've been on a lot of different platforms. I saw 2FM were saying, you know, keep an eye out. Mm. They were sharing your video. Spin, we shared your video. Didn't you recently make some article where it was like the influencers you or the people on Instagram you gotta follow?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm yet to be, they are yet to spell my name right. Okay? All these different publications are yet to get the Sunderman correct to two N's at the end. But yeah, no, I mean, like, I think that I was doing it wrong for many years because I was making videos, you guys know, for a while, not very consistently. But then I was always putting them on Instagram, and that is, I think, a very bad platform to put on if you want to get discovered. You kind of have to put them on Twitter or TikTok's brilliant because they have like a common news feed that you can maybe be found on. If you're putting, you only see who you follow on Instagram, and if people don't follow you, you're not going to see your videos. The only way you get kind of followers is if people start sharing your things, and that only happens if they sort of know you a bit already. So when I started putting things on Twitter and TikTok, that's when things started to happen for me. But in terms of all the people, it's nice, it's all nice feedback. I've noticed very, very few men follow me. I don't know what it, so I'm kind of like, what do I do here? I mean, I need to get the boys. Yeah. Where are my boys at? I'm like, that's what I keep thinking. Every day I'm waking up, I'm gonna need to make more boy related content. So I'm trying to, I don't know if you guys have any ideas for that.
Oh, like, well, kind of videos I have an idea. One of my favorite, and I'm saying he's kind of like the North Side you. You know Darren Conway?
Oh, love him.
So he is like, he's doing it for the boys, where he does the two different characters, but he's this, it's him. You're like the South Side Darren Conway.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah,
the
yeah.
North Side Killian Sunderman. I'd love a collab with the two of ye. But I think what you were saying with Twitter is interesting as well, because your stuff is so political. That's definitely where all the kind of people who are in touch with politics are and really kind of enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But saying that, going back to Claire again, she said, I said we're having you on, she said, oh, I know him because all my friends started to share his stuff.
On Instagram.
On Instagram. So it is getting shared in the stories, but the problem is it gets deleted after 24 hours if you're not getting fed those people's stories. So it is interesting.
Can I ask you, Killian, has any other content creators DM'd you, messaged you?
Yeah, yeah, good few have. And it's nice to get in like that little
bubble.
Community because there's people who you watch and you're like, Jesus, I love this person's videos. And then they're messaging you saying they think they're great. What's his name? Kian Toomey. He sent me a really nice message.
I saw Tony Cantwell follows you.
Tony Cantwell, who I mean, he's probably my favorite comedian.
Tony,
I haven't got any messages from him yet.
Yeah. I saw James Kavanagh shared your Instagram.
I love Sean Burke stuff. Ruth Codd, who's on TikTok, she messaged me. I might do something with her at the end of the week. So it's nice to be in this kind of community of it kind of... It makes you feel like you're not just some idiot at home making videos by yourself.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're actually doing something.
it must be different now, kind of getting the attention, as opposed to just putting out there and thinking, people thinking I'm a fucking idiot. Whereas now you're getting the attention and you've really committed to it, and it's you're paying dividends as well. It's brilliant. It's looking so good.
Yeah, I've made zero money.
Well, hang on, just for the moment.
Hold on a second.
Can I say that you potentially might be snapped up by an agency? I won't say which one, but there's talks.
Yeah. So some agencies have been in touch, and they want me. It's funny because my whole thing, like obviously I do those politics videos, but most of my kind of videos I make are kind of slagging off influencers. Yeah. That's kind of the thing that I do. But now I've gotten like all these kind of agencies are getting, not all, I mean, they're not all like, oh my God, we have to get Sunderman, but like two or three.
I've got, that's like, a lot.
There's a boardroom somewhere in Dublin and they're going, we need to get Sunderman on the books. Get this guy. We need him.
I mean,
he's so fucking hot.
He's hot right now.
I was following his career in New York and he looked great in that dress.
So potentially like I'll be doing kind of like Instagram kind of addy kind of things.
But isn't that perfect? You can do the whole shtick of, look, I'm a sellout now.
Yeah, I know. It's funny though, because I mean, I did have kind of a think about, you know, am I really going to sell out at the very first hurdle?
Killian, get that bank.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Yeah. If a company is offering to give you money because they enjoy your videos, then just fucking take it.
And the ones that are contacting me are very nice. And there's other comedians on them as well. Yeah. But I also was thinking of you guys. I remember when you guys first started this podcast, you said, we will be sponsored by anyone. Oh, that's what, yeah, I remember. The idea is to get this podcast.
Yeah,
and
I'm a
firm believer. You need to get people paying for this podcast.
Of course.
And you'll take anyone. No morals, right?
Exactly.
Literally anyone. Like arms manufacturers,
yep,
you know, fossil fuels. Yeah. We don't care. We don't care. Just want your money. And so you guys,
coal is the future, Killian. Coal is the future.
Yeah. I'm glad that we've influenced you in that way. The podcast really has not gone the places we wanted it to go. We've said before, though, Graham and I, we are signed up to an agency. It was very unusual for us, this area, because I think we're very much like yourself. You're kind of like, what? I could get paid to do other things. It's an avenue that just we knew nothing about. And it came to us a good few months ago. We would be asked to, now look, very seldomly, but we would be asked, could you promote a sandwich or something? And then you don't know how much to charge for things. And we're really lowballing everything because we're like, we're just so happy that you asked us. Can we eat the sandwich for free? I'll do it for that. And it was a very strange experience meeting these different agencies because
none of them wanted us.
It was interesting. I meant to say depressing, because no one wanted us. And they ask about the followers. You know, that's their big thing. It's how many followers do you have? And, you know, do you get a lot of DMs? Are they receptive to your videos? And it's very worrying when you say no to them.
It's funny. I mean, obviously, I was a bit of a... I'm very new to all of this kind of stuff. But when originally, the agency got in contact with me, I had like 8,000 followers or something like that. And my idea of what an influencer is or whatever is someone with a much, much larger kind of following. And I actually emailed them back, probably not very good at negotiations, but I was like, listen, I think, my page is actually quite small. You know, I don't know how this works, but I don't know if you really want me. Like, I've got quite a small following. But they say interactions. That's what they're looking for now. And the micro-influencer. The micro-influencer is the new fucking thing.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking for. That's what we are.
Do you know what it is? It's cool to have little followers. What I'm even doing is I'm trying to, like, report people who follow me so they don't... I'm trying to lose them. But do you feel real... Do you feel real pressure now to start making these videos? Like, you're enjoying doing it.
I guess, I don't know. People have said that, like, do I feel a pressure? I don't really feel a pressure to make them. I mean, I guess maybe the only one I felt pressure for was because I made the lockdown video, the first restrictions video, and then this new levels thing came out. And then some people were messaging me saying, like, man, can you make a restrictions episode 2 or something like that? And I didn't feel like a pressure. I just was like, oh, I don't want to be the restrictions guy or whatever. I don't want to get like pigeonholed as the guy who makes confusing restrictions videos. So I kind of felt a bit of pressure to make that one. But other than that, I just have a lot of ideas for the videos, and it's really nice to just make them quite quickly, put them online, and then people are receptive to them. And I'm just enjoying the creative flow as it is right now. But I've noticed people seem to like my stories a bit more than my videos at the moment, so I don't know. I mean, I put one out there about Star Wars and no one got it.
I
told Niels, I was like, Niels, did you get that video? He's like, I didn't have a fucking clue what that was about.
Yeah, it was a bit bizarre, man. There was like you photoshopping your face and like the fairy liquid bottle. I was like, no, this is second album syndrome. This is a man experimenting with different instruments.
Don't listen to him, man. That's art. Yeah. That's art, Killian. Keep doing the Star Wars.
Graham said there, I mean, your videos are obviously very political. And I was just thinking of that Star Wars video. And I was like, yes, extremely political.
Actually, my favorite video of you, it was simple, it was great humor, was you pretending you were falling off the cliffs of Moher.
Oh, I love that. That was early doors.
It was very early doors. I wouldn't say early doors. It was like a few months ago.
And
you were just pretending you fell off the cliff. And oh my God, I watched that, I'd say 10 times.
Yeah.
Help. Magic of cinema. The magic of cinema.
You also have a podcast, Killian.
I do, yeah. Jesus, Mark will be very annoyed if I don't.
What is it? Will you give a big dirty plug?
I haven't. So this is the plug cast. I have a film review podcast with my friend Mark Byrne. He's in Berlin. I'm in Dublin, and we
He's
record
a DJ,
WhatsApp voice
isn't
messages.
He, Mark Byrne?
Sorry?
Mark is the DJ with glasses, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he's the DJ. Mark Byrne, the DJ with glasses.
I remember him at parties. I didn't know him too well. He is an enormous chest. Like, he was a broad
very big,
guy.
Man. Yeah. If it came to it where we actually did fight once. We were hanging out a lot one summer, and we were very close friends, and we kind of felt, I don't know if this is a man thing, but we kind of felt we had to fight at some point. Then it happened one night. We went to this sumo wrestling bar, and we had a fight, and Mark did beat me. He's an extremely strong man, so he won the fight. If the podcast ever came to it, he would be able to keep the podcast.
How did he defeat you?
Sorry?
How did he defeat you?
It wasn't, it was like, I was just trying to run away from him, I guess. Eventually he just caught me and then pinned me down and sat me. So it wasn't much of a fight.
How do you record this podcast?
Yeah, we record it we use WhatsApp. We just WhatsApp each other, and we send WhatsApp voice messages right after we watch the film. We just send it to each other, and then we play those on the podcast, and we just record them on very high level, extremely high quality microphones. and then it's just an hour long kind of chat thing. It's not very serious film reviewing. But it's just a kind of a chat. I guess it's like if you guys started a film review podcast. We're not experts on films.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say you guys aren't experts.
You really slammed us there. what films have you discussed so far?
Recently, we kind of went hard on Tenet. I don't know if you know the new.
Yeah. What did
Nolan
you think of it? Did you like it? I found it very, very confusing, man.
Oh, it's very, 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 very confusing. Didn't like it at all.
By the way,
podcast name MK Ultrafilm. MK Ultrafilm. You'll get it on any podcast.
MK Ultrafilm.
Just gave you a follow
M
there.
For Mark, K for Killian, Ultrafilm. We thought Tenet was very, very confusing. The plot was very odd.
Yeah.
Didn't really make sense. Inversion's a bad concept. Just wasn't our thing.
I didn't like it.
Nope.
What other films?
It was nice
films?
Being in the cinema again.
Any classic films?
Well, at the moment, we're just choosing films like... because there's no films in the cinema, we're just watching old movies. So, like, Mark was reviewing Jaws there last week. Oh. I watched Lord of the Rings. I went back and watched the Star Wars. So we're kind of going through the classic canon of cinema. And hopefully people like it, because we're just picking our own ones.
When it comes to older films, are you reviewing it through a kind of a modern lens, or are you aware that it was shot in the 80s? Like, and because I was watching The Silence of the Lambs. I was watching that about 2 weeks ago.
Has that aged well?
No. The acting is very bad.
Oh, no.
So, I can't even... What's the name of the... Hannibal Lecter. Yes, yeah. Hannibal the Cannibal.
Yeah, yeah.
At one stage where he stole the prison guard's pen.
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins is the guy, yeah.
Yeah,
he stole
the
prison guard's pen. And the prison guard goes, "Oh, where's my pen?" And clearly, Anthony Hopkins had it, because he looked at the pen like 5 minutes before in the movie. And then the camera just zoomed in on Anthony Hopkins' face, as in, he's got the pen. When it was already, it didn't have to be said. We all knew he had the pen. Obviously, he had the pen because he's going to undo his handcuffs. And it's such a classic movie, and it's a good movie.
Yeah.
But little bits like that of like... That didn't age well, and some of the acting was pretty shit.
Sometimes it's nice, though. Sometimes you see the old cheesy things and you're like, ah, that's nice. It's a nice thing. Like, we often review movies from the 80s because that was a period when films start. If you watch films nowadays, there's like half an hour of the film getting going. It's getting going. You're introduced to the character. This happens. Whereas in the 80s, it's literally like, it starts like that, you know, like Terminator or something like that. It's just like, here's the machine. He's trying to kill the people. They have to run away from the machine. And it starts on the button. Or like, you know, this guy's chasing that guy, and he's the enemy, and he's the good person, and you're going for the good person. Let's go. That's the film. So it's kind of nice to watch the old 80s movies.
Do you know what film I saw recently on Netflix? And we're not sponsored by Netflix, but Jesus, it did roll off the tongue well, didn't
it? That was good.
It would be great.
That was a good sell where we kind of had to work in a product.
It's quite late into the podcast.
Yeah, but that's probably more natural.
Yeah, all right.
It wasn't expected.
Yeah. You wouldn't suspect it. Great micro-influencing, by the way.
Thank you very much, Killian. The film was American History X with Edward Norton. Have you seen it?
Yeah, that's a grim film. It's a heavy film. Quite good film, if I remember correctly. But Jesus, it's a tough watch.
I like these transformations that actors go through. Edward Norton would have been quite a slight, weedy man, and he really bulked up for the role.
Actually, did you watch Sean Burke? Do you know Sean Burke? He makes comedy videos online. He's brilliant. He did a really good sketch there of Christopher. What's that guy?
Christian
the guy
Bale.
Got angry on the Star Wars set.
Christian Bale.
He did a sketch with Christian Bale doing an interview for the role, and they're like, "So, Christian, we really want you just to play a regular, normal guy." And Christian's like, "Okay, so I'll just lose 50 pounds of weight." And they're like, no, you can just a normal guy. He's like, maybe I could tattoo my own face on top of my own face. And they're like, no, just normal. We want you just the way you are. He's like, I could get a sex change. It's like, Jesus Christian.
Yeah, I just need to do something.
So we obviously did film and broadcasting in college. You did it as well, Nathan and I, more for the broadcasting than the film. Well, you must have been really interested in the film part, the film theory then. Or is this just a new kind of thing with the podcast? Or have you always been into films?
I loved films when I was younger, and I went into film and broadcasting probably because of that. But I remember being in the corridors of the DIT media area and deciding, because in the final year you pick, or the third year, you pick whether you're going to do radio, which is what you guys chose. You choose documentary, or you choose narrative filmmaking. And I was very close to choosing radio. Radio is, you know, my first love, and I love radio so much. So I was very close to choosing it. And Nathan was like, just choose it. Go with, what is his name, Tom? It's like, go with Tom. It's going to be great. You'll love it.
Pass.
So I often do regret that I didn't choose radio.
Yeah, because I think you are very passionate about radio. Is this something you would like to get into in the future?
I think I always... I mean, I came home to Ireland and I was working in radio in America. And I was doing a show with Reverend Billy, the guy from the choir.
The crazy bastard.
I
want to hear
that. And, yeah.
Jesus.
And then I came home and I was like, okay, I'm going to get a job in RTE or something like that, doing like production side stuff. And then I got to the last round of an RTE interview, and then they didn't go for me. I don't know why they didn't go for me. But anyway, I was in the last round between just a couple of people. And then I was really annoyed at RTE. So I decided to make that RTE video, which was me kind of listening to RTE news in the morning.
That was amazing.
And that was like my first video to really explode. And then I kind of just went in a different path. But so sometimes I'm like, maybe I'll go back to radio. I mean, I love radio. So I do love it. I was talking to Peter Collins last week of Spin 103.8 as well. We were on a golfing weekend and we were both just talking radio and how great it is.
Well, the thing about it is now is if you were to do that interview now, and I know it's no use to you hearing this, but is you have a leg up now because you have that online presence. People in the media especially are aware of who you are. So hopefully if an opportunity comes up in the future and you go for it again, you'll kind of be a little bit ahead of the competition because of the stuff you make.
I mean,
people
I guess,
can see
like,
how creative
you guys
are.
You guys are looking for Netflix to sponsor you. I'm also looking for a job. So if there's anyone out there hiring people.
Well, if anybody wants to give Killian a job, give him an email or get him on Killer Sunday. Is it Killer Sunday?
Yeah, Killer Sunday. Or does your granny need her hedge cutting? Does your dad's car need polishing? I am available. So,
are you thinking about transferring your online comedy to stand-up?
A lot of people are saying stand-up. I mean, I don't know how well it would translate. You both know, like, I make comedy videos, but in person I'm a very, very, very serious person.
Very serious guy.
I don't make any jokes at all. I would like to figure it out. Obviously,
how do you find being the lead singer of that band? I know you haven't gigged too much with them, but I've seen videos. Would you talk a lot in between the songs? Like, surely that would give you confidence,
A lot of the time, like, I'll be talking in between the songs, and the drummer will just start playing because he's like, Killian, just fucking play the song. So that does happen where I'm talking in between the songs, maybe a little bit too much. I'd say I definitely will give stand-up a try and see how I get on. It's weird now because you see, like, the common path, I think, for like comedy is usually you go to these clubs or open mics and you kind of figure out how to make jokes there. But now the path seems to be you make a few videos online. If people like those videos, then you go to the comedy place and see how you get on. So I suppose I'm following that sort of modern model of it. But I don't know. Even saying comedy comedian, to me, it's all new. It's all happened in the last month or so. So I don't know. I'm not even comfortable with those words yet, you know?
No, but it's an interesting model because, yeah, if people are fans of your comedy online and then they go and see you in, let's just say, Whelan's or something, yeah, they're already going to be thinking to themselves, oh, I fucking love Killian. So even if you're like, hello, guys, it's me. People are like, yeah, Killian, come
and
on.
And then they walk out going, that was
God,
the worst
he's
thing.
Shit. Like, the editing must be so good.
You must have a great editor.
Oh, but look, I really hope you're enjoying everything that's happening. Do you know what I mean? Because you are a great guy. I always felt like I love your family. I think Niels is very different to you in lots of ways. He's definitely a lot more introverted and a quiet guy.
Better looking.
Very well endowed. Unfortunately.
I'd imagine so.
Oh, yeah. The German in him.
I'm telling you. You don't have that self-confidence without having.
What? Who did you talk to?
But I always, do you know what? It was always lovely going to the Sunderman's house because it was such a creative house. Like, I remember where I would go down there and you wouldn't be just sitting in front of the TV. You'd be reenacting scenes of Good Will Hunting. You would all be trying to play an instrument. And it was one of those things where I was so aware that I couldn't play a musical instrument. And Niels would like hand me a wooden spoon and a pot that I would just bang. But everyone else would be like, violin, guitar, helmet there, the crazy bastard with his big old bass. Is that what you call it? What is it?
Very bohemian. Yeah, I mean, it is technically called a double bass, but as you said there, most people call it a big old bass.
What's your favorite instrument to play, Killian?
The big old bass.
That big old bass, slapping the what big old bass.
What did you catch on the fishing trip? A big old bass.
Hey, you can use that as your first joke on stage.
There we go. Amazing.
So, Killian, what's the plan for today now? It feels like it's a lot later than it is. 12:15 of a Wednesday. I'm actually interested in your kind of process now where you're probably thinking more about doing the videos. Do you give yourself time to sit down and say, for an hour a day, I'll try and sketch an idea out, or do you just wait for it to come to you?
It's very simple process right now. I get up early, have a cup of coffee, and I write down maybe three ideas or something like that, and then I just quickly make them, and then I have a few ones that I just don't think are very funny, so I don't put them
up. I'm
putting up everything. There are the unreleased videos, which is maybe they'll
pitch us an idea, Killian, that you're
pitch us one that you're worried about,
indifferent about.
I have one video that is do you know the way at football games, you know, Graham's a Liverpool fan, as we all know, so you know football games right now, there's no audience members. So I had this idea that there's a character who actually, you know, the way you can, when you watch it on the TV there, you can hear an audience member, they have like fake crowds going on or something like that. So my idea for the video was that these people are actually performing. They're actually actors who are pretending to watch the game and they're performing it. So I took on the character of one of these people who was pretending to be an actor. And so he's doing things like, come on, Chelsea, come on, Chelsea, let's go team, and all that kind of stuff. But as I said, I don't know if it's that funny.
So. I like it. There's definitely potential there.
It's relevant.
I'm going to throw you an idea because I know you enjoy politics.
Oh,
and
here
everything.
We go. Here we go.
How about you morph your face onto a rabbit's body and you're Pat Rabbit, the politician? And you could do a...
Wait a second. I need to explain what happened there. I think Killian actually got his notepad to write down a note.
And got
and
rid
the,
of it.
The second he said Pat Rabbit, put the notepad aside without forgetting that we're watching him.
Absolute shit. How dare
Sorry,
you?
I know.
Oh, he still has a pen in his hand, do you?
You thought he was being serious.
I
forgot that you're watching me.
Would you stop?
No, I picked up
Killian,
the pen.
Hold that pen.
Here's something gold. And then he said, put your face on a rabbit's body.
No,
and I was like,
the politician. Wait, hang on a sec. The politician, Pat Rabbit. Could you do something?
Pat Rabbit, it was what, Labour leader in like the late 90s?
Yeah.
Like, people don't know who he is.
Oh, Rabbit was in charge of Labour during when we were in college and when Labour brought back the student fees or when they were in government.
That was That was Eamon Gilmore. That was
Rabbit.
Rabbit's been in the Warren for a long time. I don't know, trying to make a rabbit joke.
Yeah,
there.
But could you do?
Rabbit's been out eating carrots since the 90s.
Yeah, but could you try and make Pat Rabbit relevant again? Where you've been talking about what has Rabbit been doing during this pandemic? Yeah, yeah. Has he been hibernating? And it's like you walking around Killiney Hill as a rabbit. Looking for carrots, hearing all this bad news.
It's a high concept. I see what I'm finding with the videos is if people don't understand the concept within the first 3 seconds, they don't like it. And so I'm trying to make very easy things to understand. That's why the Star Wars one didn't, because, you know, it was me with a torch and a bottle of Green Fairy liquid on it. And people were like, what is going on with
this?
It
intrigued me.
You know, should we call the doctor? Is he okay?
Try and pitch an idea.
I was going to read an email.
Oh, okay.
That
yeah.
we have. Killian, would you like to wait for the email?
Yeah.
Yeah, the subject line is hello. It says, hi, long-time friend, first-time listener.
Who is this?
It's your friend Niall Heffernan.
Well,
it's our friend.
Big-lipped Hef.
Do you know Hef, Killian?
I think I do, yeah. I think I do.
He's Ronan Heffernan's older brother.
Yeah.
I met Peter Collins off minimal Spin 1038 fame for a coffee the other day, and it got me thinking about the boys, brackets you boys. So I decided to throw on the podcast and see what my favourite disproportionate duo were up to. I listened to a couple of your recent episodes, didn't get a mention in one of them, but sure, look, I don't need the attention, and I have to say I enjoyed them immensely. They're no Joe Rogan or Chris Jericho, but gave me a smile on my face at least once a pod. Keep up the good work, Papa Hef.
Aww.
Chris Jericho, is that the wrestler?
Yeah.
Does he have a podcast out?
Must, yeah. Oh, I'm going to message
that
Papa.
That's lovely. That's a lovely little email there.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And it's not made
up. The Heffernans of Black Rock, I think.
They all look like bears, don't they? They all...
Yeah. Beautiful curly hair.
Oh, they have such thick lips. Honestly. They have the biggest... big lips is the go-to thing to have these days.
I shared a room, a hotel room, with Ronan Heffernan on a school tour once. And my God, did I want to creep into his bed in the middle of the night.
No. I love the way your lawyer has been advising you throughout this podcast.
He's just screaming at me off. Yeah, don't mention the Heffernan thing.
Killian, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
I've loved it.
I'm sorry we waited so long, but we just wanted to use your fame.
Well, you weren't hot then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is you guys are using me because I thought I was using you.
No.
Oh,
we're so probably using you more than you even know it at this stage, Killian.
Can we?
Am I going to be the new thumbnail for the podcast? It's
yes,
going to be me.
We'll make a little audiogram, we'll call it, and we'll tag you in it, and we'll give loads. We'll isolate something funny that you said, and we'll push it out to our followers.
You better share it on your Instagram, Killian.
Wait, my lawyer's again saying I don't have to do that.
No, you do. It's a contract.
Sorry about that.
Killian,
the whole Marconi house will be after me.
Once more.
Don't be protesting outside like your brother.
Yeah, I'll defecate from a window.
I will not share your stuff on my Instagram. Fuck
what
you.
What happened to you guys?
Fuck you.
So
I thought we were friends.
Please follow Killian on all forms of social media.
Yep, 100% at Killer Sunday on Instagram. His podcast is...
MK Ultra Film.
And your band? Your band name?
The Sleaze.
And
we have some songs on Spotify.
Okay. They're very good, honestly.
So you're Killer Sunday on Instagram, but you're Killer Sunday Man
on Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah.
And you've got TikTok Killer Sunday.
Oh, before we go, highlight off your career, you also received a message from Jedward.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes, Jesus. I mean, those guys are just...
Little
what they
scabs.
Do for the public morale right now is just next to... I mean, they're individually messaging every single person in Ireland, wishing them happy birthdays.
Nice,
They're going to put Ronan Collins out of a job, the amount of happy birthdays they're given. they're very nice. They sent me a message saying they love the videos or whatever, which is just such a starstruck moment for me. We all grew up loving Jedward, and they're just great, lovely people, very, very nice guys. Have you guys gotten your Jed messages yet?
Yeah, we got ours.
Not about us.
Come on, now.
We got more than just
we got voice messages
message.
As well on Instagram.
Are you joking?
We got it across many PMs. Multiple socials, but they're probably trying to use us to get their music on the radio. So I don't really know how they could use you, but
you're using me. Is that media? Is everyone just using
this? Is the media? Welcome to the media. Well, we'll so use each other.
And I love it.
Hey, Killian.
Killian, let's give him a round of applause.
Come on, you've been such a lovely guest, Killian.
And we've nearly touched the hour. Absolutely fantastic.
Oh, and don't forget that Pat Rabbit sketch, all right?
Killian, thank you very much for joining us on Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. Goodbye. Cut my